Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marisha Lancaster is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Marisha is joining us from Zurich, Switzerland. She is a life empowerment coach. She's the author of Dangerous Odds. I don't have my copy yet, but I'm sure I'll get one before too long. And Marisha is here to talk to us about the power or the advantages, or maybe just not the no disadvantages of being alone. Marisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks again for having me.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. You said something really important before we went into the break, that you said you can keep your own company. And I think that's absolutely key when you look at relationships. You've got to be happy with yourself first, and being able to be alone is a good indication that you're okay.
When you do life coaching, what do you run into? What kind of situations do you run into along those lines?
People make mistakes with relationships all the time, and I think a lot of people are better at giving advice than taking their own, especially when it comes to matters of the heart.
Right. Well, why is that? Why after and some have you noticed that some people make the same mistake for like decades?
Yes. Yeah,
well,
they do. Sure.
Why is that?
That's true. I think we're all looking to be happy, and you have a little bit of optimism in you left that says, oh, next time it's going to be better, next time it's going to be better.
But you're practicing insanity because you're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's why I'm here to help. Another advantage, obviously, and we were talking about that briefly, is age. You know, the older you get, the wiser that you should become.
Hopefully.
So you can see, you look back at your older self and you think, wow, that was stupid. And I've certainly made lots of stupid mistakes.
we all have. And so whenever, when people are coming to you for help, What are some of the main things that you hear from people that they ask you for help for?
Well, definitely, again, along the lines of being happy. How can I be happy in a relationship in general? I mean, that's what I'm all about.
Is it always relationships? Is your work always about
relationships? No, definitely. No, kids, but I mean, that's also relationships.
Yeah.
I can be a more effective parent. How do you achieve your goals? You know, how do you get off the couch, turn off the TV, mm-hmm. and, really enjoy your life? I do a lot of, I try to encourage people to take a break from technology and start living more in the real world.
Is that one of the issues that we have these days, is technology is interfering with relationships? Are you seeing that?
I don't see it so much here in Zurich, but I mean, I'm aware of it. Tinder, I mean, it's sort of online dating thing, and then all these online dating services. I think it detracts from getting to know somebody in real life. All this technology is really very isolating. It's not being on a computer is not.
But
actually
isn't
going
the dating? Aren't the dating sites handy in that they help you find people? Maybe that you one county over that you didn't even know was there, but they wind up being your soulmate. Isn't that a good thing?
I think that's a good thing. In moderation, if you're sitting in front of this thing and going from one to the other, I just saw a report on CNN. It seems like a lot of people are sort of investing time in a short-term relationship on Tinder. As soon as something goes wrong, they just feel like, well, somebody else is right there. So rather than work at it or work at themselves, it's just more or less this, well, on to the next. Let's try the next one.
See, I don't know anything about this because my wife won't let me go on the dating sites for some reason.
Well, good for her.
So, okay, so we got Valentine's Day, right? Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, isn't it? Isn't that right?
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, even all the way over here in Switzerland.
Yeah.
All the florists and all the chocolate stores are going to be very happy.
Is Valentine's Day a good thing?
Well, every day should be Valentine's Day if you're in love. I think it's too much pressure. I've been in a really wonderful relationship for the last 9 years. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. We do something together. It's not about getting a box of chocolate. I'd be disappointed if he came home with a box of chocolate.
Yeah, because then in a couple of days, you're going to ask him if you look fat or something, right? That's not going to work. So, all right.
That's not about the commercial aspect.
Exactly. So, so what I don't understand is why do all the commercials make it sound like all the romance is supposed to come from the guy to the from the male to the female? Why isn't there the other way? Why aren't there commercials that say it's Valentine's Day? If you love your man, you'll buy him a new wedge or a new fishing rod or you know, something like that. Why is it always one way? That's what I don't understand.
Well, it may be because
isn't that chauvinistic?
Well, yeah, but men spend more money on women. I think it's almost double on Valentine's Day. So, from an advertising perspective, it's probably good business.
But how did we let this happen? I mean, this is not fair.
Unfortunately, I think men are earning more money, so they sort of.
So now you're bringing up the politics. Now you're trying to bring politics into it, aren't you? Yeah.
I think this has been going on for a long time, but I completely agree with you. It should be equal. I mean, a woman should show her partner, her boyfriend, whatever, her husband, just as much how she cares about him. Again, it's not about buying chocolate or flowers necessarily. Right. It's about, you know, the gestures.
I mean, nobody's ever asked me if I wouldn't like a hoodie footie, right? I mean, nobody. I might like the.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you got to watch television to see some of this stuff. So, for this segment, last thoughts on this day on Valentine's Day. What do you think?
I think we should just try to be happy. I think we should again. I'm going back to the point you made in the beginning. You have to learn how to keep your own company. When you get to a point in your life where you can have the TV off, your iPhone off, and you can just sit down or be outside without any distractions, and you think, I like myself. You're happy. You can stand your own company.
And,
that's really important.
And isn't that a good trait to seek in other people, in a mate?
Yeah.
Someone who
definitely
is not needy and doesn't have to have you all the time?
Absolutely. I mean, somebody that brings out the best in you, has similar beliefs as you, is independent, just like you said. Somebody that lets you breathe and that you let them breathe. I think being respected is huge and cherished, and you're not going to get all that in a box of chocolate.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with Marisha Lancaster, and I'm going to ask her some more about some of the coaching that she does and how we can benefit from that. That's coming up right after the next break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.